Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was in line at Starbucks getting ready for the game, and I see a tweet from, I don't know who it is, some person in Las Vegas who claims they have a radio show. I don't know if that's real or not, but the tweet was something along the lines of, Mike Miller is pushing hard for the UNLV job.
Oh, my Lord.
That's basically it. Mike Miller, UNLV fired Marvin Menzies on Friday.
Which has our man Preston Laird on the staff,
yep.
Or had him on the staff.
And Joe Esposito, right? Former Memphis.
Yeah, and I think in a special assistant to the head coach role.
Was he getting a check for them from them or not?
I don't know if he still was, but I know at one point he was still there, yeah.
Okay, and so
I think he was still there. He was part of that staff.
Yeah, so it's the Vegas Take is the Twitter account. The Vegas Take. They have 865 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, that's why I didn't pay much mind on Saturday.
Right. And so they tweet this, and then you see Jeff Borzello, right? You see Jeff
right.
Borzello, the ESPN writer who's going to join us at 125. He comes out with a sort of primer about Mike Miller, not about Mike Miller, but it mentions Mike Miller, and in fact goes as far as to predict Mike Miller as the next coach at UNLV.
Now that I put a little more stock in.
Jeff Goodman.
When he's saying it.
Jeff Goodman over at Stadium has a UNLV coaching primer out there, and he has Mike Miller mentioned as a wild card. So Mike Miller continues to pop up on several lists, right, that are mm-hmm. relevant to the UNLV job.
Y'all killing me with this!
Bennett, me and you are one right now. We're about to see where he is.
Well,
let's go.
What y'all want to know?
You just told us in the tease you're going to tell us what's happening.
I think my advice was...
Is he pushing
well,
for the... Let me ask the questions. Is he pushing for the UNLV job? That's what we all want to know, John.
Well, I mean, I obviously cannot speak for Mike Miller. But what I can say is that it is obvious that when you get into this business, you do it with the intention of becoming a head coach. I mean, there's no other reason to do it. Why else would you get into college basketball?
My Lord.
Stop. Why would you? I mean, all of a sudden the guy's a criminal.
Listeners,
if he wants
Ben
to be
and
a head
I are
coach
looking
somewhere.
At each other.
No.
I mean, you guys are treating him like he's a criminal
no,
because he wants
no,
to be
no.
a head coach. He wants
taking,
to be a head coach.
You're taking the sound bites wrong. We want.
This is not even a. This is not
we,
even.
We want him to be.
Like,
a
we haven't even
of,
gotten
we
to that point.
I can tell this
to
is going to get personal.
No, it's not personal at all.
Oh yeah.
The fun next season. That's it.
Thank you, Bennett.
This is very neutral. This is yeah. But again, though, if you got into coaching,
if you got an assistant coach you like on your staff, you don't want to. Inevitably, you don't want to lose him.
Okay, but
you
put,
can understand that you do,
put,
yes.
Put yourself in an assistant coach's shoes, though. You get into college coaching, and after a year, right, your name starts popping up for various jobs. You don't want to be a head coach?
Absolutely. No. Again, you're
yeah.
explaining the process of moving up. We can all get that,
yeah.
John.
So that's the first thing.
What I'm asking is he doing it after 1 year at Memphis?
That's the first thing. Do I think he would take a head coaching job if he was offered a head coaching job?
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, is he pushing for the job at UNLV? That ain't... Are you taking it? That's someone asking you, of course.
Pushing for
is what I'm asking you.
I mean, again, I haven't talked to Mike.
Okay.
But my understanding is that he is not pushing for the job.
That's the answer.
Not pushing for the job. However, do I think that there could be interest? Absolutely.
Clearly, if national guys are now putting it on there, there's clearly interest on one of the
right.
other sides. We
right.
know that.
When
it was the guy with 800 followers, I'm not listening. But when
yeah.
you got Goodman and Borzello on it now, there's smoke.
So UNLV is in a situation a little bit similar to Memphis a couple years ago, right? The attendance has been dwindling. Passion has been gone. It has
yeah.
gone down.
They need the paddles.
Yes.
They need to put the paddles on there and get the
you know,
blood pumping.
When Memphis needed that jolt, right, they hired Penny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who was a homegrown guy. Obviously, everybody knows who Penny Hardaway is. He had connections to players. He had connections to the city and to the school. You know, if you're talking about a guy like Mike Miller, I mean, what are you getting? You're getting an NBA champion, you know, pedigree. You're getting a guy who is, you know, well-documented, friends with LeBron. You're getting a guy who's got connections to players, as we know. And so that, from their perspective, has to be attractive. Like that's an attractive situation. However, I would just tell everybody to calm down. That's my official. Hold on.
I have questions too. Got to ask questions.
We'll get to the press conference portion of this in a minute. But I would just tell everybody to calm down. I don't think anything is. I don't think we're in any kind of imminent. Mike Miller's going to be the coach at UNLV. Situation at all. So I think he's on the list. I don't think he's at the top of the list. I don't think he's at the middle of the list.
How could he be at the top?
Right.
Due respect to Mike, yes. Who I think has been a great addition to the Memphis staff, what has he proven other than he – right now, yes, you've got the relationships. You've still got to bring in those players. And we know great when he scouted UCF, and I think he had Cincy too, John. They were crisp and great in those games. And we saw 2-1 against UCF. That was the team, probably best team that you beat this year.
Right.
In terms of the way you looked against them, twice blowouts.
Yeah.
Like, we know he can do – but is he ready to run a program yet? Is he – you know what I'm saying?
Well, these are all questions that he's going to have to answer.
Well,
those are fair questions.
That's what – that would be my reasoning for saying, yes. Would he really be at the top of a UNLV
right.
list? Because has he proven it yet?
Yeah, you have to think it would be something along the lines of, like, maybe not quite as dramatic as how Memphis got to Josh Pastner. But, you know, they have targets. UNLV is going to have head coaching targets.
For Memphis, I understand that leap more as a guy who's never been a college head coach because, of course, he's the legend here.
Yeah.
He has the recruiting ties to the area. You know, as soon as you hire Penny, you basically build the wall back up.
Yeah.
For Mike at UNLV, though, obviously, it's not exactly similar.
Right.
It's not a hometown legend coming home.
No, it's not.
So you take a flyer
not.
On whether or not he can coach
because
you know you're going to bring the money back and the seats. You see what I'm saying?
Now, it's a little bit different situation. Ryan Miller did work there for a little bit.
Of course.
But no question. It is not the same.
I assume he would bring Ryan back.
That would make sense.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you not?
I would assume that would be part of it. So, you had a question? Go ahead.
Well,
by the way, I don't speak for Mike Miller either here. I mean, this is just my, you know, sort of doing my reporting on it.
Well, I guess my question would be because obviously, like you said, that job has – that – program has kind of fallen off from what they were as far as like people caring about it as much as they used to, especially now with like pro sports going to that town,
right,
and becoming such a big deal.
Yeah,
but is that a job? And I know that, like, obviously his aspirations are to be a head coach in college basketball one day, but is that the job? Like, is that like the one that you want to kind of hop on right now?
Would he take UNLV?
Yeah,
is that the question?
Yeah, I mean,
if UNLV offers Mike the job, he is going to take the job. Anybody in Mike Miller's position would do that. I mean,
it's like Josh being offered Memphis.
Yeah, like
you're going to take it.
I do think there are jobs out there.
That's what you want to do.
Like, would I take, if I'm Mike Miller, right?
No, Memphis was a job he couldn't turn down, and UNLV for Mike would be one he couldn't turn down if it's offered to him
now. There are some jobs out there I would not take, right? I think if I'm a guy like Mike Miller, I need to, and I should be more selective with that job that I take. UNLV is a good job.
You can win there.
Yeah, like UNLV is a good job. Yeah. You know, you're going to have resources. You're going to be able to get players to Vegas. Like, that is just something that you have to do. If that's what you truly want to be, a head coach, then UNLV, you can't say no to UNLV and to stay at Memphis. I mean, I think another year would benefit him at the University of Memphis. Let me make that clear. Like, if you think you're a hot candidate right now, how much better could it be if next year you guys do awesome and you make an Elite Eight run with James Wiseman in that class? You know, I think that's something to consider too, but I think UNLV is just too good of a job to do that.
I'll tell you who would also benefit if Mike Miller's here for one more year. The players he's recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Player. That's why, for me, it's not.
What you trying to say, man?
It's not would you take the job. Of course you would take the job, right? And we understand why guys will want to move up. It's are you pushing for the job? Because if you are, then can you honestly tell players you're recruiting, hey, come to Memphis with me where I'm going to be and develop you into a player? That's why the dynamics of this matter to me. Is he so you tell me he's not pushing?
Well,
good.
They just had Lester on campus this weekend.
No doubt, which, you know, he's got the ties to, and we've talked to Lester. No doubt. So that's the difference for me. That's what you want to get to the bottom line of. If you feel he's not pushing, okay, then you can tell recruits, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know Mike's an honest guy.
Yep.
And if he wants out, then I know he's going to have a hard time telling recruits, hey, come to Memphis where I'm not going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I know that dude's super honest, and so that's why, to me, getting down to whether or not he's pushing or not is important.
But, I mean, like, if he got a head coaching job, you wouldn't blame him for recruiting the kids he has relationships with, right?
Blame him to then recruiting them to the head job?
Yeah. I mean, everybody does that.
No, I would get that.
I mean, everybody does that. And if he got hired, that would be a huge reason why he got hired.
Yeah, I would get that. And I would be disappointed that the players, you're telling me then in that scenario, that the players that he was assigned to, you're telling me that Memphis didn't get any of them? And so after 1 year of Mike, you didn't get any of them?
Well, because
now they're headed out to UNLV.
They've all waited.
Yeah, that would be awful. For the fan,
they've all waited though.
Like I would be disappointed for the program if I was a fan.
Lester hasn't made a decision yet. Precious hasn't made a decision.
And
yet.
I would hope those are going to get locked up here pretty soon.
Well, I think Memphis is in good shape. I think Memphis is in really good shape with Lester Quiñones. I know that for a fact.
Looked like it from the weekend.
So Memphis is in great position. Now, but again, I mean, this is like I said. If you're asking me, do I think Mike Miller is going to be the next coach at UNLV? The answer is no. I do not think that.
And you also said he's not pushing for the job.
No, I think there's, like I said, I think if you evaluate, if you are UNLV, right?
Now, if they hand it to him, I understand.
Right. I mean, if they reach out and they say, hey, are you interested? Is it, of course, you entertain the call because that's why you get into the business. Yeah, anybody.
It would be a blow. It would be a blow for Memphis to lose him at this
100%.
Point. And you don't have any of the guys that he was on in right now. That would be a blow. It's part of the reason you hired him.
Yep, and he's got relationships.
He has been fantastic with this. That's what I'm telling you, with the scouts and everything, but you're telling me that the one thing you would get from the 1 year, besides everybody feeling good about Mike Miller being with the program and the excitement that generated,
right,
and the great scouts against UCF, Cincinnati, everybody else,
yep,
is I wouldn't have any players to go with that, though, in that 1 year.
I would.
And so that would be a blow to the university.
My optimism,
of Memphis basketball program.
My optimism, my optimism levels will go down a little bit about Memphis basketball if Mike's, you know, again, you can't blame somebody for taking a head coaching job anywhere on any level.
Yeah, we get that.
But my optimism levels would go down just a little bit.
Yeah,
that's why this is
important.
Yeah, I think Mike does bring a lot. And Penny shouted him out after the UCF game again. You know, Penny.
I mean, they drubbed him 2 out of 3 times.
Yes.
And he had those scouts.
Yes.
You can tell. They're crisp when he has the scout. Like, he can coach.
So, but like I said, I don't think this is imminent at all. I think, you know, they're going to go after, you know, head coaches first, right? I mean, that Frank Martin was already rumored out there, and maybe the money probably is not going to work because he's at a Power 5, and I don't know what UNLV is offering. But they're going
to. It's putting Penny in a spot where you have to keep him.
Yeah.
You know, you hired him to get the guys.
Yep.
You thought he'd be a good coach. Turns out he is.
Yep.
But the big one was because of the ties to Trendon and Matthew Hurt. So if you're Penny, right, you jumped in this boat with him.
Yep.
You want to make sure you get all of what you hired him for.
Yeah.
The reasons you hired him for. Rather, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I mean, I'll just say this.
He's putting Penny in a spot. You need at least two of Mike to get these guys here.
You know, I mean, I want to couch this, but if Mike Miller's at Memphis next year, right? If he doesn't get the UNLV job and he's here, then I think Lesnar and Precious are more than likely Memphis Tigers.
This thing's top 25 next year, and it's going where we all thought it would be.
And if Lester and Precious, by the way, last I checked, if they both enroll at the University of Memphis, that would give the Tigers the number one recruiting class in America.
And he would have a ton to do with that.
You know,
clearly.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just so happens that the kids that he's been on have decided to wait. You know, Trendon and Precious and Lester. So anyway,
Matthew.
And Matthew Hurt, right, who we always kind of expected.
Was going to be tough.
No question. So that is another part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think.
Interesting stuff, man.
I don't think anything is imminent. And I don't think
that's good for Memphis.
He's not first or second on their list. Like, I don't believe that. I think they're going to try to do the more. They're going to try to find a head coach out there.
Oh, Carson didn't want to hear it this morning off air before the show. But
he is dead set on Mike Miller being the coach.
He is dead set on it. He's hype. I think it was Parrish had it 2 weeks ago. Best move for them would be to hire Patino. I can't, as a human being, I can't stand, I don't like it, right? But in terms of a basketball coach, and you got to put a paddles on that program and get it, shock it back to life.
Yep.
Like, he'd do it. He'd run Vegas.
Menzies, though?
What would be different than Jerry Tarkanian? You know, it's basically the same thing. Like, they treat him like a god out there. He's got, and if look, Parrish is like a job placement service.
He really is.
If he's saying Patino to UNLV, you better believe the AD's listening.
Yep. So anyway, it's I would monitor it. This is how I would characterize.
Yeah, I would look
at
Memphis, my point with that was that I would definitely look at Patino before I did Mike Miller, because I know Patino's a win.
Oh, for sure.
A win. Now, how we're gonna do
you know, there's no doubt about it.
Morally, is it? Can you get yourself through it? That's a whole entirely different question.
It's a fair question. I think we know Mike, right, in Memphis. We've seen his work, like, with the scouts. But it is different when you go from basically being a you're scouting and you're recruiting to running an entire program. I believe he could do it.
Yeah.
But we don't know that for a fact yet. You know, and so I would monitor it if I'm a Memphis fan, but I wouldn't worry about it. You know, like if we're talking about worrying about Mike leaving for UNLV, I would monitor it.
Okay.
Wouldn't necessarily worry about it.
That's
yet.
A nice little bow on it right there.
So anyway,
appreciate that for giving us all the answers there.
And it'll be interesting to also see what happens with Sam Mitchell, like if he gets involved with the Mercer job. You know, I do think this. I mean, and I don't mind saying it. Like Penny has built this thing at Memphis on the narrative of, come here, we're going to get you ready and more prepared for the NBA better than anybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you lost Sam Mitchell and Mike Miller in one fell swoop, that would hurt.
Ooh.
Not that the Memphis basketball program would never recover, right? But I'm just saying, like, you would have to, like, that's the story that you've been telling. You know, that's everything that you've kind of built this thing on. So you would have to, you know, if that's what you want to do, you'd have to replace those guys with, you know, other NBA.
Go back to
coaches.
That pot again or completely change your pitch a little bit.
Exactly.
Fine to you, adjust your pitch.
So, anyway, that's where.
You wouldn't change it much, though, because Penny's going to sell NBA one way or the other.
Yeah, this is that time of year, though, man. I mean, this is what happens. This time last year, Penny was hiring Mike Miller and Penny.
I'm keeping an eye on it. Because
you keep an eye on it.
It would be a blow.
You keep an eye on it.
I'm going to keep it in my, keep my eye on you.
And remember, if he gets the UNLV job or any other job, he can't take any player that
he's
previously recruited.
Y'all hear about John Martin looking at the Vegas market. I think we may be it. You know what I mean, Bennett?
Looking at the, what am I going with him?
Yeah, radio show, radio job opening up out there, I heard.
Stop.
Yeah, nice little spot.
Stop. Anyway, it'll be fun over the next.
Oh man.
But not like that.
What a blow for the program it would be to lose Mike Miller after one season.
I don't think it's not.
You've calmed me down.
What are the DEFCON levels?
It starts at 5. You go up. Most people make the other mistake.
All right, Mike Miller, UNLV, DEFCON 4.
We shouldn't have even moved it. I thought you'd kept me fine.
No, I mean, we're DEFCON 4. I mean, like I said.
Wait, is 5 the worst?
No, 1 is
5
the worst.
Is ready. 5 is everything's fine.
Are you sure?
You go up. Yes. Don't take me back.
I think y'all are going to confuse people.
Go watch War Games.
I think people think DEFCON 5 is
people
the
do,
scary one.
But
Josh used to make the same
around.
Mistake. Like,
yes.
I had to correct Josh on this. It's the other way around. People get it wrong all the time.
DEFCON 5 is everything's fine.
Normal state.
DEFCON 1, chaos.
Right.
We're at DEFCON 4.
Come on, Bennett.
We're at DEFCON 4.
Right. The fact that he's moved it up ain't good, Bennett.
Well, I mean, again, though, you Mike
it should be on 5, Bennett, now.
So a guy like Mike Miller was never going to be a candidate for anybody?
No, I'm not going to. Look, this is great that Mike Miller's getting talked about for other jobs, including this one very directly. It's great for the program. It means your staff is good and hot. That's a good thing for your program. It would be a blow for the program if he does leave after 1 year, particularly with none of the guys that he's been assigned to right now locked in. That's what I'm saying.
It would not be ideal. I agree.
Yes, would
that.
Not be ideal because that is part of the reason that you hired him. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Very simple.
Anyway, we'll keep you apprised of any developments in the coaching carousel here. At the University of Memphis. We'll talk to Jeff Borzello about it at 125. He predicted Mike Miller's going to be at the UNLV.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.